And you are listening live to Grand Theft Audio Radio at live at Skid Row Studios. My name is Brant Thoman.
I'm Jake Belcher.
And what we had thought was all of the technical difficulties gone. We're still finding a few little flubs.
Little bugs.
So,
which I suppose happens.
That's why we were down yesterday. We were unable to broadcast because the studio itself was going through some computer upgrades and resyncing of such.
So and here we are.
We're sorry we missed you yesterday, but we're back again today.
Hooray!
We know you've been missing us. Bring you all the fun that we usually do.
I just want to check our app and make sure we're actually going out.
I think that's a good idea. So we'll find out what's going on in just a second. We're on a slight delay.
Okay, great. We are.
Excellent.
All right, party people. So, hello. Nice to be back. One thing we didn't get to cover yesterday was voting. Did you go out and vote yesterday?
Yes, I did. After I talked to you, my neighbor Jet was like, I got to go make an appearance at the polling place.
And if he didn't vote, I'd have been pissed. Nobody has been more, vote for Ron Paul.
And he did.
The only chance you're going to get.
He did. He went up there, and that's who he cast his vote for in the Republican primary. Which was unfortunate. I actually did not vote for a single person who was on the ballot. I'm indifferent to my politicians right now. I voted on the specific propositions, especially 29 and the cigarette tax, which I don't agree with. So I voted no on that. And seems like that one has actually gone down in flames.
Hooray!
Yay! Like 51-49% approximately.
That's a pretty big loss.
So, yeah, pretty close, too, though. Shows you how divided the state is on that. But, I mean, it's not like it's a huge number of people.
It's a big loss for, the people who spent money on trying to make it pass. Millions and millions of dollars. I think that I read that something like 45 against 29 for, so about $75 million was spent
total,
on that.
Oh, yeah. With the majority of it, of course, coming from the big tobacco companies.
Seriously, just take that $75 million and put it in a fund. And it would have equaled out without us having to pay anything else. You know who loves elections? Network television.
Yes, they do.
I mean, if not for them, I don't even know if any of them would have been successful in this last couple of months, because that's all the ads were for.
Right. Especially Prop 29.
I'm a fake doctor. You can tell because I'm wearing a white lab coat.
And it says underneath me, actor portrayed.
Yeah.
That's always awesome.
It's ridiculous.
So, unfortunately, Lance Armstrong and the American Cancer Society's attempts at getting this to pass have failed.
Sorry, Lance. Maybe you can make a bracelet for it next time and people will be like, oh, shit, I can show my random support for something by wearing this bracelet.
By buying one of those bracelets. And maybe that money could go to a fund.
Yeah, he's not into that. Before we move on to the rest of the election news, this just reminded me that Sheryl Crow, you know, who was Lance's...
ex-girlfriend.
Yeah. She yesterday came out and saying that she has a brain tumor.
Wow.
It is benign, but still... she's going to have to go through some procedures to...
have it removed.
Yeah. That's a tough law, living in that little circle of people.
Yeah.
And I didn't really want to get too deep into that, but it just reminded me of Lance. And
that cancer is contagious, so don't hang out with Lance Armstrong.
Ass cancer? Unrelated.
And balls?
Anybody who out there who has never seen Frisky Dingo needs to watch Frisky Dingo to understand what the hell we're talking about. Okay, but that wasn't the only elections going on. We also had the big Scott Walker recall.
Right.
And I have so many friends that are not even in that state that were so, they wanted him to get knocked out so bad.
They're probably union members themselves.
Probably.
Or like teachers union people and such who saw what he had done last year by cutting the austerity packages and you know, basically telling the unions that, you know, no matter what you're going to do, these cuts are going to go through. You can't stop us.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they got through. But they mounted a huge recall election for him. And what was your thoughts on the whole thing?
My thoughts on the whole thing were once you start that, you're out. Because it seems like people never really win these things.
That's probably because no one ever has.
This was the first time ever that's happened where a governor has survived a recall election.
Which is amazing to me. I wish I knew how long that the recall vote has been in place to be able to
use. Since the 1800s?
The 1800s. So in a little less than 200 years, no one has ever survived a recall vote. And he wound up picking up 53% of the vote over his Democratic rival, who picked up 46. So that pretty much shows that the rest of the state is really behind their governor.
It'll be interesting to see. So like when you win a recall election, you still have to then go and run again in like a general election, right? This is just a kind of like a referendum on your job. I don't think it actually extends any extra time.
I don't think it extends. I think he can then run again when it's time for the next reelection campaign. This is when a recall occurs, like when it happened with Gray Davis, all these people were able to put their names up for, you know, running for the office. But we all knew it was going to come down to the Republican nominee who was governor before the governor Schwarzenegger, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and then Gray Davis was supposed to. It was the Democratic, everyone was so frustrated with what he had done in regards to like raising the car taxes and such to help offset costs that everyone wanted him out. They voted him out, and Schwarzenegger got rid of all those taxes. And that's when we started going into some kind of economic rut. And from there, they had to reinstitute them because we needed the money for the state. So it's just kind of funny that in the last recall that I can remember, he got ousted because of what he did, but those same measures still got put back into place because it was just a necessity.
So it's kind of pointless.
Absolutely. But it was a waste of taxpayer money. A recall vote costs the state millions and millions of dollars that it doesn't need to spend on at times, it seems.
I guess it made us a national joke by putting a ridiculous actor as our governor. So I guess we got that out of it.
Well, we've kind of been laughed at since the 50s when we had the last comedic actor as our governor.
But most like that was a long time ago. People don't really think about that. There's people now who I was talking to this dude the other day, and he thought that Schwarzenegger was still our governor.
Wow, that's funny.
I'm like, wow, you are not paying attention to the world around you at all.
No, you were happy to have him still be the governor. That's
yeah, he was cool with it. He didn't mind. Like, sure thing. I'll keep on doing that.
So, well, congratulations to Scott Walker. So, he will have to run again when his term is up. What this was going to do was replace him potentially with this person who would finish off the term that the governor was in, and then he would have to run for re-election himself if his opponent had won.
His opponent really, really took it hard. I saw this speech with him last night. I think I have it here. Oh, I can't even play it, can I? And where is this volume coming out of? I mean, because I hear it playing somewhere. It's just not... Okay, we can hear it now, so I'm going to go back. This is Walker's opponent.
Capital, sharing your opinion tonight. We're not just disappointed. This is the end of democracy. We just got outspent $34 million to $4 million. This was the biggest election in America, and I hope you keep me on tonight because this hurts us all. Every single one of you out there in the nation, if you're watching, democracy died tonight. Very emotional. I'm very emotional because we all had a lot invested in this. This was it. If we didn't win tonight, the end of the USA as we know it just happened. This is it. We just got outspent $34 million to $4 million. And we don't have any other resource left but the people you see here behind me. And if the people you see here behind me can't get it done tonight, it's done.
Man, that's crazy. That's the guy that was running against Walker in the election.
Mayor Tom Barrett of Milwaukee.
And this is actually a pretty good example of like the type of brainwashing that happens within groups.
Mm-hmm.
For somebody to think that that one result in America could actually like end up as the end of all democracy.
A single state election
could
be the cause of the end of all democracy as we know it in the United States.
Insane.
It's over. It's done.
I mean, if anybody believes in their self and their stuff that much that they can't even see that there's another side, then maybe he's right. Maybe there is the end of it. If he can't pull his head out of his own ass and realize that there's stuff happening outside of him, then maybe we are at the end of it. Kind of sad. You know what else was kind of sad yesterday?
What's that?
Last night I'm home and I'm watching David Letterman. And Michelle Obama did the top 10 list on Letterman. Did
really?
You? Yeah.
No, I didn't see it. I didn't catch it.
I think I even have the video for that one, too.
Do you want to try and do this again?
Release the audio. That same thing? Sure. Was that awful? I'll wait a second. She was okay. I think she's been on Letterman as like a guest before, but this was a little bit more involved than that. I mean, the top 10 is kind of like his, you know, his go-to every night. You know that you got to get some good jokes into it and out of it. And I think that she was okay. Her top 10 list was a top 10 fun facts about gardening. Usually it's something like,
We didn't get to go through what the national holidays were. Yesterday. Maybe yesterday was National Gardening Day.
Very possible. We'll check that part out on the other side of this. But this is Michelle Obama. How did I get that out the first time? was it just goddamn dumb luck? Probably. This is Michelle Obama's top 10 on David Letterman yesterday. Let me get the volume up as high as possible. Okie dokie.
Top 10 list through the magic of television. This is the map room from the map room of the White House. Ladies and gentlemen, please say hello to First Lady Michelle Obama. Hello there, Mrs. Obama. There
hey, Dave. Right there.
I'm telling you, this is a wonderful thing. Gardening and supporting our national parks. You can't do any better than that. All right, the category tonight. Did we open the thing?
No, you did not.
Oh, you... I'm so dumb. I forgot to open the thing. Can I say hello to Mrs. Obama again? Hello, Mrs. Obama.
Hey, Dave.
Okay. Okay, so the category tonight, fun facts about gardening. Fun facts about gardening. Are you ready? Here we go. Number 10.
Gardening was invented in 1822 by Albert Gardner.
Really? Really?
Not know that.
I had no idea.
Makes sense, though.
Number 9.
Plant avocado, tomato, onions, and cilantro together. Grow a guacamole tree.
Why not? Now we're talking. Number 8.
Eggplants were originally cultivated for use as doorstops.
I think I remember that. Number 7.
In his lifetime, the average American will eat half a radish.
Yeah, that's about right. My mom and dad used to grow like 6 different varieties of radish. And we always said, "What? You're just showing off. Why?" Number 6.
The largest zucchini ever grown contained a Starbucks.
That's right. That's right. Number 5.
Later this year, the Supreme Court will finally rule on tomato versus tomato.
Thank God.
I got to go tomato.
Broccoli.
I thought she did an okay job. I've seen her make a lot of appearances now on different late night shows.
And, yeah.
It always seems like she's pretty well dialed in.
Well, once again, this is all also promoting like a healthy eating lifestyle. Speaking of which, I just read an article this morning that the Disney company, on top of everything that's doing at its own parks to start promoting a healthier style of eating within the parks themselves, they are no longer going to be advertising fast food companies on their channels, especially like the Disney XD, which is the very boy-centric one, which tends to have quite a bit of the because of the toys that go with.
Are they still going to have Happy Meal toys and stuff like that?
They won't promote them,
but they'll still do them.
Oh, of course they will. Of course they will. They're just not going to run any advertising for these companies anymore. Nickelodeon has also done the same thing, and Michelle Obama has come out in support of these companies that decide to do this to try and help promote a healthier eating and lifestyle change for kids. So that's really why we're seeing her so much, is because if you watch, everything she does is kind of based off of fitness and especially healthy eating, especially for kids.
Well, I'm sure that this is a big victory for Michelle Obama. Cause, I mean, you're right. This is what she has been working on for so mm-hmm. long, trying to make these kids get less fat. And
well, it makes me wonder what like I see that like a lot of the PBS stations that I tend to tune into, they are they're backed by they're underwritten by the Chuck E. Cheese company, which I find to be very interesting because all of the shows are promoting, you know, let's be active, educational stuff, and this is brought to you by Chuck E. Cheese, where a kid can be a kid. Come see how you can win the golden ticket that's worth 1,000 tickets.
Where a kid can be a fat kid.
That's right. So,
Chuck E. Cheese, you're not going to get fat at Chuck E. Cheese.
Nobody wants to eat that pizza.
That pizza is just about the worst food you can possibly eat. I would rather have a Mama Celeste. No, I'd rather have one of those Tiny Tony's pizzas as well.
Oh, those are awful.
That's even worse than the Mama Celeste.
They are.
They're disgusting. Their pizza's no good. And kids are so active when they go there. You don't go to Chuck E. Cheese and see kids just sitting there.
No.
I mean, they're all running around like crazy, going here and there. So Chuck E. Cheese is great.
They're running from one game to another that they've lost 4 tokens on in the last 10 minutes and running to mom's purse to pull out more money.
And okay, great. They are not going to advertise for fast food places anymore. But what about like sugary cereals or Pop-Tarts or...
Well, one of the things that we've seen from those industries is that they actually are trying to promote healthy eating by saying how many calories you're going to get per serving, like right on the front of the box, and how many... I mean, they're really trying their very best with labeling to make sure that people realize that there's a certain amount that you're supposed to eat in which we call a serving. If you eat more than that, you're going to get more of these calories. You need to watch what you're eating, and that's how they try to fix it on that end. Most of the cereals that you see advertised are going to promote the fact that they are made with whole grain. And that it's part of a nutritious breakfast.
Yeah, so, which they flash across like a quick picture that has like...
toast and fruit and juice or something.
Oh, no. I saw one that was like Sugar Smacks or something.
Right.
It was for this nutritious... Part of this nutritious balanced breakfast. It had like eggs and bacon and toast. and
all the stuff that sugary cereal could not even come close to provide.
Right. That it had to like have that much good stuff to be able to fight off the amount of sugar that was in it.
Right.
Okay. One thing that they're also trying to do is they want to ban the advertisement of any drink that comes in a larger than 16-ounce size.
So that means 7-Eleven couldn't even advertise any of their sodas.
Right.
Because they all start at... The gulp, I believe, was the 32-ounce.
So, yeah, you can't advertise those.
That means you can't advertise Slurpees anymore.
These companies must be doing very well to be able to turn down advertising cash. Better than I would expect them to be.
Yeah. That money's fun. Remember, most of these channels are owned by parent companies, so they'll just divert that advertising money to another station where they're not worried about making sure that people are eating healthy. Like for a more adult-based focused channel. I don't mean like an adult channel, but say like FX. We'll just funnel our money into FX, and they can promote all the fast food stuff because you're adults if you're watching that channel, and you have the right to make the decision of what you're going to eat.
I mean,
but kids, no.
Do you think Disney should maybe get rid of all like fat cartoon characters because they're showing like an acceptance of fat kids?
Nope. You have to incorporate. You want to show that there's an inclusion with that even the heavier set characters are still, you know, they're okay. Some of them just can't help but be this way. It could be a chemical imbalance.
Very possible. You never know. Okay, before we go to our first break of the day, which we're 25 seconds behind, I think we should do our holidays.
Yeah, we can spend a couple of minutes doing that. Not a big deal.
Okay, so for the things that are being celebrated this month, this is a National Soul Food Month.
Sweet.
Do you like soul food?
I think.
You think? Yeah. Fried okra.
Stuff that I've been told is soul food that I've enjoyed. Yes, I guess I could say that I do like soul food. I haven't tried a lot of it, but I can only imagine that I would probably enjoy some of it.
It's also Poulot and Aprium Month.
Which are what?
It is hybrid fruits. A Poulot is a plum and a...
apricot?
Yeah. And a Aprium is an apple and a plum. There's a crossbreed fruits.
So through cross-pollinization, they've been able to create these new fruits.
Have you ever tried any of them?
I've never even heard of them. I'm very curious at this point now.
Plots, or however you say it, they are delicious.
Okay.
They're really, really good. My wife is into them. Very tasty. Now, hey, this worked. You are now aware of them.
Yes.
Not too bad. It's also Pharmacists Declare War on Alcoholism Month.
Who declares war on alcohol?
Pharmacists. Which you can still go to most pharmacies, or many pharmacies, and buy booze at.
Yes. Or at least at their next door neighbor, the liquor store that's right next to it.
I just got awful news. I have, this isn't awful news, but apparently I've been having some problems with my DVR system at home, and I have them coming out, and they're going to take my DVR today, and I'm going to lose all my fucking recordings.
Yep.
That sucks.
It does suck. That's the one thing that I wish Yugiverse was able to do. So yours is actually having so many problems that it actually hasn't shut down and erased your stuff?
Yeah, but I can't access to most of it. I start playing it, and it just starts, it plays for 10 seconds and stops, or plays for 5 seconds and stops, and then it just, so there goes all my China, Illinois.
Maybe, I wonder if there's a way for them to, if that information's still on that hard drive, to transfer it over to the new hard drive. No. They're going to be taking yours from you.
They have to switch out the main DVR, which means we're going to lose all the recordings.
Yep.
Do I want them to do it or not?
If you can't access them, then what's the point of having them?
Yep. So I just said, sure, let them take them. That sucks. Okay, this is also, back to Pharmacists Declare War on Alcoholism Month. I've never understood why pharmacies sell alcohol and cigarettes and those things anyways. It just seems like that is against what their core product is selling.
I don't think originally pharmacists would sell those things. I mean, especially once they found out how dangerous cigarettes were for you. Those were the type of things that would disappear. Alcohol at one point was used as medicine, especially for like coughs and congestion in your chest and such. You know, they said ingesting a small amount of it is good. It helps thin the blood and helps thin out the mucus that might be clogged up. So I can see why a certain amount of alcohol was allowed. Remember back when Prohibition was going on, alcohol was sold at pharmacies for medical uses. There were certain businesses that were allowed to continue to sell alcohol. It was very heavily regulated, but you could still purchase it there. So it was for medicinal purposes. I could understand alcohol. Tobacco as well at one point was considered, it's good for digestion. It's good for your lungs, when in all actuality it wasn't. So I think when we think of pharmacies, we think of like Rite Aid and CVS as a big store, a big chain, and they have to carry all of these products because they're also kind of competing
with...
Well, they've gotten so big that they have to compete. They kind of are competing with grocery stores. You don't want to have to make people stop multiple times if you can make them stop at your place and pick up the chips and a gallon of milk.
Who in their right mind buys cigarettes at the grocery store?
Not people who aren't in their right mind, but they do carry them there.
Because, dude, they're like $8 a pack.
And they sell. I see people buy them.
It's crazy.
It is crazy.
I mean, you can go across the street and buy the pack for $5. But right here, we're going to charge you like $8.49 or something. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's insanity to me. Okay. Next one is Skyscraper Month.
Sweet.
So, you know, appreciate skyscrapers.
You know, maybe what we'll have to do to celebrate that month, at some point this month, we should go into the largest skyscraper in Los Angeles and see if we can get up to like their observation deck.
That'd be cool.
See what it looks like to look down on Los Angeles from that height.
I could dig that. That actually sounds like a pretty fun idea.
Yeah, a quick little outing at some point.
I think I would be in for that. Okay, so things that we are celebrating today. Today is National Running Day.
Well, I don't run.
I shall not be participating.
Yep. I hope someone else can pick up my slack and do a little extra for me.
Yeah, let them do it. It's also National Tailor's Day. So if you have some clothes that need to be Jimmy Jaggered,
take them into your tailor.
Take them in. And it is also Drive-In Movie Day.
If only there was a nearby drive-in movie theater.
I read about one in like maybe like La Puente or something.
Okay, that's nice and close.
I mean, it's not that far away. It's at least halfway accessible.
Right.
And our last one for today is Oopsie Daisy Day.
Oopsie Daisy.
Yep. You make a mistake. Afterwards, you better say, Oopsie Daisy.
Oopsie Daisies.
So there you go. There's our holidays for the day.
That'll be fun at work for me today. Any mistakes? Oopsie Daisies.
Yeah, just oops, I spilled that soup on you. Oopsie Daisy.
Oopsie Daisies.
Have you ever had, like, have you ever spilled something? I'm sure you had to have. You've been in front of so many people.
I have, unfortunately. Fortunately, it's never been a hot beverage. I have never spilled, you know, and knock on wood, I have never spilled a hot beverage on someone. I have spilled water, and I have spilled iced tea on people before. Usually, on the occasions that has happened, especially if it's just water, most of the time they're like, it's okay, it's just water. And if it's more than that, if it's, let's say, iced tea or something, our company always offers to cover the cost of cleaning. And it's usually not that much. It's a couple of bucks. And, I mean, my bosses also understand that it does happen that that spills are going to happen at some point. So
that's nice of them. I mean, you hate it when you go someplace and something happens and they just look at you like, well, F you, it's your fault, stupid.
Yeah, it does kind of suck when that happens. But, no hot drinks, thank goodness. I've spilled them on myself. I've been jostled while I'm carrying trays and had cups of coffee spill onto me, and that's never any fun, but never to the point where I've actually been, like, injured or anything.
That's good.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to go to our first break of the show. This is one of our comics from our show out at the West Side on the 16th in Santa Monica. This is Justin Kusin, and enjoy, and we'll be back after this. Wait a second, I totally messed up. I got too many effing things going on right here. I better actually turn on the mic that has this coming through.
Macho Man Randy Savage is right here, then I'm just below Fred Savage in the just below. Mainly on account of that's only my second favorite movie with the word princess in the title. So I have decided to start to get my life together, try to be just a little bit more manly. I don't have any guy skills. I do not know how to play poker. I can't fix a car. And I need two hands to hold a bottle of Gatorade. But I knew one thing I could do. So I got a tattoo of a scar. I said, give me the biggest one you got. I wish I had known what a C-section was. I recently made out with a girl from a reality show. So now if anybody ever asked me if I've kissed somebody famous, I can say no. I just got out of a really weird and possessive relationship. At one point, my old girlfriend took my cell phone, wrote down the name of every single girl in it, and then quizzed me on. So to respond to that, I changed all of the names of women in my phone to men. And then she still got mad when my mom called. She was like, who the f*** is other dad? I'm glad that's over.
Always been on since I've been here.
I love being single, though. Being single is like the best thing in the world because you never have to buy hummus. Just like whenever you're trying to impress somebody or pursue them, you have to create the illusion of a quality of life. Just any quality of life. I like to have a fridge full of Subway foot-long flatbreads. Just like overloaded with sauce so that they like melt into the paper they're wrapped in. Like no meat, just vegetables, just I want a sandwich full of things off the ground. Just like, hey, I got this gooey, lifeless,
ground sandwich. Do you want a Lady and the Tramp this with me or not? I have perfected a new method as far as making sure that you never get laid in this town. Would anybody like to hear it? Anybody?
Yes, yes!
Okay. I call it riding a bike everywhere. I don't own a car. I have a bike, which is awesome when you're talking to somebody at a bar and you're just like, your place? I'll race ya. I've always wanted to walk into a bank with a ski mask and a boombox, just telling everybody to get down. Wouldn't it suck though if Batman's parents weren't rich? You'd have to become like a cop or something. I could just imagine if that was like me, if I were like an 8-year-old and my parents were gunned down in an alley. Like, that would suck even more. I'd just be like, fuck. How am I gonna afford to avenge these guys? I'm gonna have to start an e-business. My custom car budget is nothing. If I don't get a sick-ass cape, clowns won't want to fight me.
Dude, what could possibly be the fucking difference that that video and its songs would play, but this one won't?
The soundboard's not coming up. Is that what's going on?
The sound for the soundboard's not coming up. Will this come up?
Right on top. 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 Right on top.
You're right on time, but is this going to be, let's try this again. I just changed where the output goes. No, now I get nothing at all, even from that one. Let's try one more. No, that didn't work either. Hey, this is Jake Belcher.
And I'm Brant Thoman.
And I'm a little frustrated.
Yeah, we appreciate you guys tuning in and putting up with the... once again, technical difficulties that we appear to be having here. We can't seem to get our soundboard to work properly so that we can introduce ourselves and our guests and our all the other fun little bumps that we get to make.
We
apparently can access the internet and play stuff off of there for you folks, but we can't seem to get our own shit in studio to work.
Hey, as long as we just get a little bit closer every time, we will be doing...
I cannot go on.
We will be doing better. Just a little bit every time.
Was that off the soundboard?
No, that was off of YouTube. This is also off of YouTube.
Right, everybody. How are you all doing out there tonight? Welcome to the Grand Theft Audio, the Jake, Brant, and Carl show on KABC.
Wait, Carl's no longer with us.
No, he's not here with us anymore.
But hey, at least I got part of our of our intro played there. Effing ridiculous, man. There's just a couple too many issues here, which is okay, but it is a little frustrating. Okay, on the national election level, let's stay there for a minute.
Sure.
You have... Mitt Romney, who a couple weeks ago got into a little bit of ha 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 about his spelling abilities when he put out his new
Amercia?
Yeah, Amercia. Well, he had another one yesterday where he offered people to take a sneak P-E-E-K instead of a P-E-A-K at his, backwards.
P-E-A-K instead of his P-E-E-K.
Right? Yeah, at his newest TV ad. So whoever is trying to do his online marketing is doing a terrible job. Like, if it's the same person that did the first one, and then they're like, "Oh, I'm sorry, like we made a mistake," and then they did this a second time, that person has to be fired.
You can't rely on the spell check computer thing to check the grammatical word. You know, that's absolutely ridiculous. I want you to take a peek. Wait, you want me to take a mountaintop and watch your nifty little advertisement?
Yeah, that's right.
So
it's just another example of someone needs to be paying attention to this campaign. I mean, I can't really get into the idea of thinking that he's going to be our president, since I really feel that he's so out of touch with, like, the vast majority of us who seem to love our country, and we all kind of like struggle to stay on top of our finances and our family and like the quality of life needs that we have. But I still love the idea of another dumb guy coming into the office that we can make fun of.
Exactly. You can't go wrong with it being able to make fun of your president, right? And he did, as expected, win all five primaries yesterday. So he got all 172 delegates out of California. Hey, good for you. Where were you 6 months ago when you were really like trying to get something?
100% he didn't even need him, right?
No, he was already past what he needed to get the nomination like 2 weeks ago.
Do we know how? I would think that our state would be a state that would lean somewhat towards Ron Paul. Do we know how he did in our primary here yesterday?
I don't have it in the paper because the paper was published with only 49% reporting. So I don't know what the final number would have been for Ron Paul. It doesn't even say right here what.
Here we go. Wow, that's crazy. So statewide in California, he picked up 10% of the vote.
Wow.
For 147,000 votes total. Now, Mitt Romney picked up 80% of the vote.
Right.
So he got thoroughly trounced there.
Well, he was Ron Paul number two with that 10%?
Yeah, he was.
Was Mitt Romney still on the ballot? Newt Gingrich?
He sure was. He picked up just under 4% of the vote. Some guy named Fred Karger, who I've never heard of before, picked
probably
up...
probably a prison inmate who got himself on the ballot.
0.4% of the vote, so you're probably right.
He and his family went out and voted for him.
Another 0.7% for Charles Buddy Romer.
Interesting.
No idea who that guy is. And Rick Santorum picked up 5% of the vote.
Wow. Well, good for him.
Now, Rick Santorum also came out yesterday saying that he is putting together a secret social conservative organization.
You know what?
Come out and you tell people that you're going to just start a secret organization, that kind of like hurts the cause there, buddy.
Yeah. Hey, it's not a secret anymore. And secondly, when you put the term secret in that, secret social conservative forum.
Kind of takes down the whole thing.
It just kind of scares me. That's the type of stuff that scares people when they know that it's going to be secretive. Like, why don't you just form the group, get the people together that you want, and do your little forum, and then after a little while, if you've garnered perhaps some influence, then come out and don't say that you're secretive. You're just a forum.
The whole thing is going to focus on an agenda that includes anti-abortion, faith, and family causes.
Well, good.
Yeah.
There are people in this country who want that, so go for it.
You know, it just seems like if you're going to do a secret organization, like, do you have to wear hoods when you go there?
I think they've learned their lessons not to do that.
Because one group has taken wearing hoods too far.
Exactly.
Trayvon Martin fans.
Exactly. No, that's hoodies.
Oh, wait.
Hoodies.
Never mind. Yes. I didn't realize that there was a difference. But here we are.
Hey, you know what? If some of those other groups that likes to use hoods were to switch over to hoodies, they might get a lot more people to show up. Who knows?
They very well could. It is almost.
But they're all afraid of getting shot with those hoodies.
Yeah, that's right. Nobody really wants to support that much that they're going to put themselves in danger of getting shot at.
Exactly.
It's definitely ridiculous. Hey, we actually have our first guest who's just come to do the show.
Yeah, man.
That froze on me.
Wow, dude. That's the music you've got him coming into, huh?
Yeah, that's right. So we're going to play a quick song break. This is Cool Keith with It's Over Now. And we'll be back on the other side with an interesting one for us. Not something that we usually do, but well, we'll do it now. So we'll be back on the other side.
Yeah, man. Just left town, man. I'm here. Station. Oh, I can take a plane.
watching brothers go down, my project friends smoking rock. My group divided, and everything was undecided. I was drinking, thinking, damn, man, my boat is sinking. Everybody's whack, and new groups coming back. They on a cineo, booty though on video. What's this clown rhyme that's paid for on prime time? Everybody's mean, they hard, they killing mothers. Shooting bang, bang, faking man, killing brothers. I had to turn off the radio from all the Walt Disney. Mickey Mouse and friends all talking pop and lippy. Girls excited for what and over-infatuated. People got their brains washed and folks got manipulated. They start believing Donald Duck made the earth. The industry was cursed since the dinosaurs birthed. It's over now, no problems in this world. It's over now, I'm home chilling with my girl. It's over now, my mama's in a twirl. It's over now, I'm home chilling with my girl. It's over now, no problems in this world. It's over now, I'm home chilling with my girl. It's over now, my mama's caught up in a twirl. It's over now, I'm home chilling with my girl. Flying nighttime, eating peanuts on the plane with no money control. My stress bills on my brain. My ticket's one way, I'm out the Southern Cali way. I left behind some people that wasn't even equal. I thought back with chicks and freaks in 86 when Marley was in control. The funky magic mix. I had the limousine on hold with a real chauffeur. Ripped and skied up with Ultra and I felt like Oprah. Girls in flocks and fans and lines for blocks. I didn't even hear a peep of you rapping, mister. I was your idol and probably born your older sister. Now you bad and signed stupid with a record deal. Your image is what you're perpetrating, shooting steel. Holding guns on album covers just to make funds. You the man, quick, fast, paid out the anal ass. You can see I'm back and clear on stereo with my own style. My intimate material. Yeah, your style changed every year. Think about what you did. Used to dance, used to wear suits. When you came back to when hip-hop closed, you went back to wear suits. It's over now, no problems in this world. It's over now, I'm home chilling with my girl. It's over now, my mind was caught up in a twirl. It's over now, I'm home chilling with my girl. No accountant, my lawyer keeping checks on the low. Money expenses for trips I didn't know. Agencies finding shows I could get myself. Writing rhymes at night in the house by myself. I opened mailboxes, all I seen was more bills. Getting cold chicken, walking down Bronx Hills. Ask your mom for 50 cents just to pay my rent. I had the will to ill, my mind was out to kill. I called the perk, got a victim sign with capital. Money's flowing, now wild suckers out blowing up. They my pubic hair and pupils still growing up. Sucking mean wads and jism as it hits the rhythm. They want that new style, no money, it's called freestyle. Taping off the radio, smoking from a crack vial. They on my tip now, as always, as usual. You forgot me, but I didn't forget you. It's over now, no problems in this world. It's over now, I'm home chilling with my girl. It's over now, my mind was caught up in a twirl. It's over now, I'm home chilling with my girl. It's over now, no problems in this world. It's over now, I'm home chilling with my girl. It's over now, my mind was caught up in a twirl. It's over now, I'm home chilling with my girl. Yeah.
All right, you're back with Grand Theft Audio Radio. This is Jake Belcher.
And I'm Brant Thoman.
And we have our first guest of the show. This is a guy that I met a couple weeks ago in a shop, and I'm like, oh, man, I love this product so much that I would love to get the distributor of it, be able to come on and tell some of our listeners like about it, and they can learn why they should be using it, too. A lot of people know I am a avid smoker, and we're on the in a... I guess I kind of like a sky rise down here.
It's definitely a commercial building where they don't allow us to smoke cigarettes. So an alternative that is out there that we've both tried. I haven't tried this particular product, but I have tried them in the past. The electronic cigarettes are really a great way of bringing the experience of smoking into an area where you're not going to usually be allowed to, because it's not really smoke, is it?
That's true. So, ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to introduce to you from In Life, Mr. Paul Sloman. Hooray!
Hey,
good, yourself?
Doing really good.
White button.
Oh, we got to hit that white button.
Doing really good. Can you hear me now?
Yeah sure perfect. Can. All right. Again, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Doing great.
All right. Thanks for coming in, man. A big fan of the product. It's helped me out here a lot. Like, we used to be down at a spot where we were on the ground floor, and we could just walk out the door and, you know, I can grab my nicotine that way. But now being so high up here in the building that it for, I don't know, about a month, I never got to have any nicotine in me during the show. But now I've got my electronic cigarette and I can...
Now you can enjoy it while you're working.
I can relax. I mean, I actually take 2 hours into it. I would start getting a little stressed out at the end. And I was like, oh, I need to get out of here and get my smoke. Mm-hmm. But... now I can just enjoy on the go.
Yeah, it's an amazing product. I've been using it for about 4 years. I was a pack a day for 26 years. And a friend of mine introduced this to me about 4 years ago when it was just first coming out to the United States. And I told him, I said, look, I know it's hurting me. I know it's bad for me, but I enjoy smoking. I'm not going to quit. Mm-hmm. He goes, don't quit. Just switch to something that's not going to kill you. And that kind of intrigued me. I thought, well, I can do that. That quitting is hard and switching is so much easier. And I tried this thing and it was amazing. It tasted like a real cigarette. It felt like a real cigarette, but it's just water vapor. And, you know, I've been using it for 4 years now and I feel like I'm still smoking, but not getting any of the bad chemicals or any of the carcinogens that are killing people. About 500,000 a year is what I think is the statistic.
I mean, because there's hundreds of things that you're actually smoking in a cigarette once you put all the chemicals in there, right?
Probably about, there's a little over 4,000 chemicals.
Wow.
And 63 of them are known carcinogens, which cause cancer.
Uh-huh.
We have none of that in this product. There's only 5 ingredients, which are nicotine, water, a couple of food additives, which is propylene glycol and glycerol. You'll find those in ice cream, toothpaste, medical inhalers. You'll even find it in antifreeze. It's just a food preservative, and that's actually what delivers the nicotine, because the atomizer in this thing turns that into a water vapor, and that's how it delivers the nicotine. And then there's some food flavoring. That's it. That's all that's in there.
The thing I like about it is just being able to get my nicotine anywhere. I mean, I use it in a movie theater. I went through an art opening the other day, and I was going through it. And you get a couple of weird looks like, hey, what's that guy doing?
Yeah.
But in some ways, kind of like, it's brought the coolness back to it to me. I've been like a social outcast. Like anytime you want to have a cigarette, you got to leave the rest of the herd and go outside. And but now you can just kind of be with everybody again.
Yeah, people that smoke are kind of looked at like second-class citizens.
100%.
And this is definitely a way to bring back the smoker into the group, if you will, to where they're not an outcast.
Does it seem like there's become more of an awareness with them? Because when I first saw them going out, I'd see people like really give the dirty look, like, oh, that person's smoking. But now it seems like at least people are kind of starting to understand that it doesn't hurt the people that are around it when they do it.
Right. You're exactly right. You know, over the last 4 years, as this started coming out into the mainstream, can you hear me okay? Like I was saying is that
much better.
in the last 4 years, as these came out in the more to the mainstream, people know about them, even though they haven't, you know, maybe even seen them. But when they see, say, for instance, one of us smoking one of these in a public place, people will turn their heads and then they'll realize, oh, it's one of those things.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's okay. Or if somebody doesn't know what it is, if you explain to them what it is, they just look back at you and go, oh, that's pretty cool. Or they'll it'll bring up the question, where do you get them? And then they'll want one, or they'll want know somebody who could use one.
Yeah, no, there's lots of different brands of them. I've used a few of them. I know why I like this product more than other ones, but what would you say the real advantages to like the in-life line is?
Good question. There is a lot of other companies out there, and you really want to be careful because some guys get this stuff from China, sell it out of their car. We're one of the first companies that have brought this into the United States back in 2007. We're actually really on the leading edge of the technology evolution of this thing. All of the ingredients are pharmaceutical grade. It's all manufactured in a FDA registered laboratory in China, so we're getting good quality ingredients in there. The battery is different than most other companies where they have analog batteries, and this is a digital, solid-state digital battery, so the quality of it, the longevity of it is going to be there. It's all fully warrantied, too, so if anything ever went wrong, we would replace it. But, yeah, I would think that would be the difference between us and other companies, and most importantly is our new Nick Max.
Which is what I'm on because I'm addicted.
Which is incredible, and it's a very, very popular cartridge, if you will, because it gives you the stronger feel, gives you the real sensation of a cigarette.
It's got more
nicotine in it than even real cigarettes do. The reason why we put more the reason why we do that and we put more nicotine in it is because we don't have any tar. When you puff on a real cigarette, the tar is what gives you that harsh burn.
Uh-huh.
And so we put more nicotine in ours to simulate that sensation.
One thing that I really like about this one compared to, I've tried a couple of the other quote unquote disposable ones. Mm-hmm. And there's one that has like a button on the side.
Right.
And I can't tell you, I burned myself many times with it because in my pocket, I would just throw it in and then somehow it would get engaged and it would melt in my pocket. And, this thing without like
your
there's no button
would be
to push.
The thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no button to push. It's just like you just draw through it and it activates on its own. And I'm a big fan of it.
I can tell you real quick, the way it works is it's two pieces. You got a battery and you got a cartridge, or a catamizer is what we call it, because it has an atomizer inside the cartridge. When the when you draw on it, the airflow that comes in turns the battery on. Once the battery's turned on, it actually heats up the little atomizer inside the cartridge, which therefore turns the ingredients that I told you about into a water vapor that looks and tastes and feels just like real cigarette smoke.
Mm-hmm. Well,
no smell, no ash, no cigarette butt to throw on the ground.
I'll say that is one thing that's an advantage, too. Like, it doesn't make my clothes smell bad. Like, you could always tell when I've been out and having a smoke, because the smell just sticks to you. I mean, there's not much you can do about it.
And where we live, you have to go out with, like you were saying earlier, when you do smoke, you have to go out with a bunch of other people who will be out there smoking. So it's everybody's cigarette smoke that's getting into your clothes. So with this, you can stay indoors, continue to smoke, enjoy the sensation, but it's not going to stain your teeth, it's not going to make your breath smell, and it's not going to make your clothes smell. And those are three of the big things that you really kind of notice as you smoke for years, like we all have, unfortunately.
There's really a lot of benefits to this thing. I mean, if you even want to take it a step further and think about the trash that's picked up in L.A. County, one-third of that trash is cigarette butts.
What?
One-third of it.
That's
a lot of cigarette butts. Also, think about how many fires have been started by a cigarette being thrown out somebody's window. See, this thing alleviates both of those problems.
Uh-huh.
You can't fall asleep with it in your mouth and have it, you know, light your mattress on fire.
I don't know how many times I've already fallen asleep with it in bed and woke up with it like stuck in my ear or something in the morning.
Well,
don't have to worry about it.
I'm just one of those people that I get grouchy and irritable when I'm in a situation where I don't have to, or I'm just not allowed to smoke. Like walking around Disneyland with one of these is a pleasure now. The sounds of little kids whining, like, doesn't even bother me. Like it would have driven me crazy before. I'd have to run to one of their two tiny little smoking areas. But now I busted it out on Space Mountain last time. I'm sitting there and like, and the guy just looks at me. He's like, man, he knows it's not a real cigarette. He doesn't care. Like, he can do whatever you want. And it's just nice. I rarely endorse a product, but this is a top of the line tool now in my life that I do not see myself ever getting rid of.
Well, I'm glad you like it. And it's funny that you mentioned Disneyland. I was there a couple of weeks ago with my four-year-old for the first, she went for the first time. And I loved using this thing.
Mm-hmm.
The people that had to go to the smoking areas, you know, saw me with this and were looking like they were just jealous.
Yeah, they're it's a sucker's bet now. I mean, and honestly, like, cost is a big issue too.
Yeah.
And it comes out to be significantly less than packs of cigarettes do. I'm used to paying up to $7 a pack on them.
Yeah, and this is about one cartridge here is equal to about a pack and a half of cigarettes. You'll get that much out of one cartridge. And that costs about $3.
So, I mean, that is way worth it to
Six
me.
$6 for three packs. I mean, that's what we were spending 20 years ago.
Yeah, so you want to take a time machine. You want to have people not scorn you. I highly recommend you go out and you find the In-Life Regal. I am a fan of the Max Nic. Now, there are other levels available too, right?
Yeah, there's the Nic Max, which is obviously the strongest. We're the only company right now that has that I know of. Most companies have 1.8, which is a standard high. And then there we also have a medium, we have a low, and we even have a zero nicotine cartridge. I have a funny story. I have a friend of mine that was a smoker. He had quit for 10 years, but he just kind of missed the habit of the hand-to-mouth thing. And I put in a zero cartridge for him, and now he loves it. He goes, I can smoke again, and I don't have to have the nicotine or anything, and he just loves it.
Well, there are actually some studies that have come out recently that actually say that the smoking these smokeless cigarettes, the electronic cigarettes, the water vapor is actually better for your lungs than what you would be doing if you were smoking a regular cigarette. It actually helps regrow the fine hairs that are within our lungs that help filter out all the bad things that we put in our lungs just from walking around downtown L.A.
Absolutely. It does that. Exactly. Since it's water vapor, it acts like a humidifier would. It actually can start help to clear the lungs out.
Well, once again, huge fan of it. And I'm glad that we had a chance to tell our listeners somewhat about it. Where can they contact you or find more information about where they can get one for themselves?
Well, I would just love to give my website out, but it's a long drawn out website. So what I'll do is I can give you a phone number. Here, hold on one second. Let me find it.
Also, we'll also put up your link to the site on our show page so that people can find their way that way as well.
Perfect. That'll work. The phone number that you would want to call is 805-876-3449. Again, that's 805-876-3449. And you'll either get me personally, if somebody doesn't pick up the phone, just leave your name and phone number and best time to call, and we will definitely get back to you. Your call is real important to us.
I got to say, this can also be a really caring gift to give to somebody.
Absolutely.
Like coming up here on Father's Day, I know I have a lot of friends who's, my dad still smokes and it drives me crazy. Like, this is a wonderful Father's Day gift, something that he's not going to go out and get himself more than likely, that you can give him and say, hey, Dad, I care about you. And here's another way for you to be able to get your nicotine and still be able to stay healthy and
still enjoy what you're doing, too. Absolutely. If you care about somebody that you know that smokes, definitely I would highly recommend turning them on to something like this, because I have my good friend Tom to thank for showing it to me. And the last 4 years have been great. My wife loves this thing because I don't stink anymore. Mm-hmm. I'm not coughing like what the smokers cough. I don't snore at night anymore. I can taste my food. I'm smelling things that are that normally I wouldn't be able to smell. Sometimes that's a good thing. Sometimes it's a bad thing.
But in general, you're actually of better health now than you were 4 years ago because Absolutely. You switched to this.
Yeah. If I ran down the block, I wouldn't be wheezing and huffing and puffing like I normally would if I was still smoking the regular cigarettes.
I remember reading something where there was this is not you saying this from the company. This is me, an outside person, saying this. That there were actually like some doctors who were recommending that this is the direction you go, just because it is so much better for you. If you're going to smoke, This is such a better choice for you than the traditional fire cigarette.
I love the ads that show, say, even doctors are smoking again because they can take these and enjoy the habit that they probably had while they were like residents and such. You know, you had to get out there to keep yourself awake and have something to keep yourself going. Now you can take it inside. I don't think you could probably take it inside the surgery, but just outside you can have a puff before you scrub in and boom, you're ready to do your job. So
yeah, absolutely. There are a lot of doctors that do recommend it. As a matter of fact, I think we have a couple of doctors on our board of directors that definitely recommend it.
All right. Well, thank you so very much for coming in and letting our listeners learn more about this. And we will definitely throw up the site. I imagine it's on the card there.
It is. We'll make sure it gets up there.
Be able to get it onto our show page. And, you know, thanks so much.
Well, thank you, Paul Sloman.
Thanks for having me down, guys. I appreciate the chance to get the word out there. 4 years ago when I started this, we started just as a network marketing company because it was a belly-to-belly thing. Our co-founders saw this product and thought, well, hey, you know, when they went out to Mastro's Steak Restaurant and used it in there, they had about 28 people come up to them and ask them about it, what it is and everything, and they instantly knew this is network marketing gold because people were approaching them. So that's how they built the company in the first place. And myself probably indirectly helped a little over 700 people get off of the traditional tobacco. So, and I sleep really good at night knowing that
because
we're not killing people. And, you know, now we're getting it. Now that it's out in the mainstream, our company's moving more towards the retail market. So we do have a lot of retail stores. So if you call that number that I gave out, I can let you know where a retail store is in your local area. Or you can always get it online if there's nothing close to you. So.
All right,
thanks for having me in, guys.
Thanks for being in. And we'll be back after this clip from Nick Rutherford.
This looks like a good-looking crowd. You guys are dressed well. Anybody shop at Goodwill? You shop at Goodwill? Yeah, me too. I love Goodwill. I shop there all the time. What I don't understand about Goodwill is the glass case that they maintain at every Goodwill. No matter what. This is the glass. Let me explain it. It's the glass case that they keep the finer items for sale. Like, this is merchandise that, God forbid, is on the regular showroom floor next to the VHS tapes and the lamps. No, lock that stuff up. Like, excuse me, sir. I'm looking for a broken 35mm film camera. Do you carry that? Oh, you do. It's locked away in the crystal case right in front of me. That's perfect. Is the flash completely shattered? Perfect, yes. Get the manager and take it out. I want to look at it. Excuse me, I'm in the market for some second-party wireless Genesis controllers. Do you carry... You have any of those? Oh, they're right in front of me here. I couldn't see it because they were hidden by the incomplete poker set. That's great. Yeah, whip that out. I want to see that. Excuse me. I am looking for a role... I'm into video games. I'd like a role-playing game for the MS-DOS platform there. Do you have that? Something that's totally unrecognizable. Oh, perfect. You do? Are some of the floppy disks missing? That's perfect. Yeah, I will pay $7 for it. That's great. Unlock that case. Give it to me. So, let's just talk about it. Everybody's thinking about it. Butterflies. What's the deal, right? Let me just explain it. So, everybody thinks that butterflies are the most graceful creatures, you know, they just fly about, not a care in the world, just, oh, I'm a butterfly, I don't have a care in the world, oh, I'm a bit thirsty, oh, a beautiful flower, I shall just drink its nectar, oh, I shall fly on, oh, look, a princess, oh, hello, butterfly, land upon my finger, oh, I'm your princess, I will, everybody thinks that about butterflies, right? When you see butterflies. I know. I got my finger on the pulse. I get it. If you ever really watch a butterfly flying about, it's like the most erratic, violent flight pattern. Right? They're so tiny and their wings are so big that they're just holding on to dear life, just flapping around wildly, just like, oh, Jesus! Oh, God, kill me! Oh, God! Oh,
Give it up for Nick Rutherford. Hey, this is Jake Belcher.
And I'm Brand Thoman.
And I'll tell you what, I am going to be giving it up to Nick Rutherford. My guess is June 16th, probably about 9:20-ish. I'll be clapping my little head and hands off for him. Because he is one of our performers out at Grand Theft Audio's congratulations. Because everything's about dads and grads and party time, that time of year. Great lineup for that show.
Indeed. Next Saturday the 16th at 8 o'clock at the Westside Comedy Theater.
And we're going to be rocking out with Michael Gelbart, who is a nationwide headliner.
Just in here last week. Had a great time talking with him.
Awesome, awesome dude. Like we just said, Nick Rutherford. We also have two folks coming up from San Diego. Like, that's the longest we've had somebody come from to perform for one of our shows. A combo of people named Stephen Woods and Lauren Renee O'Brien. We got lucky enough to add them to our show when they made it to the finals of Wipeout.
Awesome.
I can't say on the air which way it went, but it came down to them and the owners of the Westside Comedy Club. And I'm not allowed to say what happened, but...
They became fast friends, and they were invited to come on... They were invited to come on the best show that the Westside Comedy Theater has, and that is our show, Grand Theft Audio Live.
That feels nice, doesn't it?
Dude, hearing that was just like, because when we first heard that we were having people, that they wanted to add some people to our show, we had such a great lineup. We're like, can we fit them in? And I
have had to cancel on a couple of people to make sure that we can fit them in.
Right, of course. I mean, well, not cancel, just rebook them.
Show is already booked.
Yeah, July is already booked. I mean, we're set for next month already, but we want to get through this one. But to be told that they really wanted to get these people on their best show, and they consider that to be our show, then we're really stoked with that, and we really appreciate that kind of confidence in our ability to bring you the funny.
Pretty bad.
On the third Saturday of every month.
Rounding out that show will be a former head writer on the Ellen DeGeneres Show, Karen Kilgariff.
Mm-hmm.
Also have Brenda Lamberty, who is, one of the things about doing a comedy show is you want to have one good-looking girl on your flyer.
At least
one. We have three girls here that are just, what?
Yeah.
And she is adorable. She's hilarious. Brenda Lamberti, can't believe that we have her coming in. And then last but not least will be Justin Kusin, who played a clip
highlighted just
earlier
a few minutes ago for you.
And if you didn't laugh at that, then you probably don't have a soul. That's what I'm going to go with.
So you should come out and see him. If he didn't make you laugh in that clip, you should come out and see him live, because he will make you laugh and he'll heal your soul.
Longtime listeners may think, wait a second, I didn't hear any of like your standards on there. Like, where's Russ Gutten? Where's Luke Curry? Where's Matty Goldberg?
Where's Carl Kozlowski?
Where's Carl Kozlowski? Well, everyone except for Carl will be making it back onto the show in July.
Excellent.
So I'm totally stoked about next month's show as well. And yeah, you're right. There is no Carl Kozlowski on this lineup. When we got these two extra people added, I was like, I got to cut some people, Carl. And
yeah.
Unfortunately, you're number one.
But he's an understanding guy.
Word. I'm going to actually do his show this Friday night.
That's right. Why don't you pimp that out? Because you're going to be there live this Friday at the Gaylord. Excuse me. The Westside Comedy Theater as well.
Yeah.
He's not doing his show in the lobby of the apartment building this month.
Yeah, that's right. He's, hold on 2 seconds.
Okay.
You're on the air with Grand Theft Audio Radio.
Oh, I'm sorry. I couldn't be in your office. Okay, anyway, if you're on the air, just forget it.
No, literally, you are on the air right now.
Oh, hello.
And in fact, as it worked out, we were just about to pimp out your show here on Friday night for the pajama party.
Well, thank you. I got to keep it quick, folks, but your fine host over there will be part of it. And we have Ryan Stout from Chelsea Lately and Conan. We got the Walsh Brothers that are one of the LA Weekly's top 10 acts to watch. And we've got the Russ Comedy vs. Meta Lucky Deluxe Lee. And then we have a surprise appearance by somebody from Frank TV on TBS, Laura Arrico, doing something cool. And me and Adam Grappman hosting.
And then, yeah, people who are lucky enough to go out and see the show, they will also see sets from you and Adam Grappman as well, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. And offer just $5.
Not too bad, man. $5 for a Friday night show down on in Santa Monica, that is a deal.
Indeed.
It is. Yeah.
All right, man. Well, I imagine whatever you want to talk to me about probably has nothing to do with things that should be on the air. So let me give you a call back when I'm off. And thanks for calling in at the exact right time to pimp out your own show.
Amazing.
Yep, sure is. All right, dude. Bye. So
his ears must have been burning.
I guess probably because he has like some skin disease or something. Who knows? But it'll actually be pretty exciting because there's going to be a writer from the LA Weekly out there who's going to be come checking it out and giving like some type of review to it. So this will be the first time I'm in front of a critic. I mean, everyone's a
per
critic,
se.
But like an actual critic.
Yeah.
Who maybe will say that Jake Belcher is the reinvention of comedy, like because he made it not funnier. Whatever bullshit I'm...
Right.
You're blowing it!
No, you'll do fine. You know you will. You always get people to laugh.
My wife says that as long as you have a good time, everyone around you will have a good time, so don't worry about it.
Well, that's words of wisdom.
Word. Okay, so speaking of everybody around having a good time, that did not happen at the Facebook IPO. We've covered this a few times before.
Several times now.
And now it seems that NASDAQ is... actually going to do something about those orders that came in multiple times.
Right.
They are preparing a $100 million payout for the Facebook IPO glitches.
For all the glitches, for the people who got the double orders and such, so that they can actually get their, I'm guessing they're going to get their original dollar amount back that they bought it at, you'd hope.
That they haven't exactly announced how they're going to do it yet, but they are putting together the fund. This is in response to the now two class action lawsuits that have been filed, one in New York and one in Washington, against the exchange over like the claimed losses on Facebook shares due to the system problems.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like to see a company try to do something proactive and not have to get sued in court and try to actually
right.
get their shit together before it becomes a...
It's going to cost, trust me, it's going to cost them less to put out this $100 million fund than to deal with the two class action lawsuits. The amount of money they wind up having to spend and probably having to shell out if they were to lose those suits would be more than this $100 million. I think it's a very proactive and very smart way of trying to alleviate this issue with a tremendous number of stock investors who really feel that they got the shaft with all of the technical difficulties that occurred that day.
I guess people got charged for multiple orders, mm-hmm. and you put in a $10,000 order, and
they tell you register, couldn't do it.
And then a minute later, you say, "Okay, well, I'm going to re-put in my order," and this time it goes through. And then you get a message a couple hours later, like both yours went through.
Your first one has been approved as well. I was like, "Wait a second,
but I only meant to buy one," and that's just
yeah. So now you're sitting on stock that has dropped to below $30 a share. So you've lost twice as much money as you anticipated you would possibly lose if there was something like this to happen. So, you know, it's kind of comforting that an investment house like the NASDAQ would do something like this.
Well, and Facebook does just continue to go down. It is now down to $26.
$26.
From its original $38 price. So that's down about a quarter.
Yep.
That's not good, Facebook.
Nope.
You are no. That's down about a third.
It's from 38 to 26.
Yeah,
that's so 12. Yep, that's a third.
That is not good, Facebook. I don't know exactly what you're going to do to make this stuff come back.
Does that mean that like $30 billion in value and American money has just disappeared because of this rather failed IPO?
Yeah, that's just crazy.
Billions of dollars gone.
Billions. Speaking of billions of dollars gone in a day, you also had a huge hit to Starbucks yesterday. It took a massive beating once it started coming out with some of its new some of the new things it planned on opening.
Okay.
It dropped from 53 to 40 in a day.
Wow, that's massive.
That's massive for a company.
22% drop.
For a company that is established and not just starting off on an IPO, like where there's some value already mm-hmm. built into it, it's a big hit. I guess the real reason is because Starbucks is diversifying themselves away from the coffee business, and they're starting to buy all these tiny little boutique bakeries and...
then offering their stuff there.
Yeah, then offering their things there. So there's been a big backlash against... the company for going out there and spending $600 million in the last like 2 months on buying all these lines that seemingly don't fit the core product that's coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Like there is a company called Evolution Juice that they bought out that it seems they have no intention of ever actually running, that maybe this was just a purchase by the CEO of a friend's business to make them rich and not have...
So they're not even going to use this juice line in their shops.
They have no intentions at the moment, but Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz is very good friends with the owner of the company. So it's possible that there's some speculation that he was just using his money and his company to buy out somebody's company who wasn't even really all that successful.
Right.
But you're now a publicly traded company, so what's the ethics involved in that? I mean, if it's like a private company, who gives a shit? Spend it on whatever you want. Buy a huge line of dildos. I mean, it barely fucking matters.
Well, should he as a person who has a fortune of his own be the one to invest in that and not invest Starbucks money into these places? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
I think that makes a lot of sense. If you want to help your friend out by building his business, invest your own money. Don't invest, you know, your stock investors' money on these little boutiques, especially if you have no anticipation of using them. If you're not going to try and release this juice brand specifically in your stores, let's say, and just even if it's just in a local area, say one state to start, to see how it sells, to see if it's a potential. At least that way you're seeing that they're trying something. And so it's a form of creating a new product. And if it doesn't work and it fails, then it's a small failure. But at least somebody had made some money off of it because we tried.
Now, the stock has bounced back significantly today. So at least people are thinking that it was just a one-day market reaction to this news.
Okay. How much did it go back up?
Okay, so it lost how many dollars?
13 points. It went from 53 to 40.
It's got back 9 of those today.
Well, I think when it dropped to 40, I think a lot of investors were like, well, this is an undervalued stock. They may have had some problems, but at $40, that's a buy.
Yeah.
And they've just made 15% more money than they had.
That's right. Jumped
no,
back
more than that. Excuse me. 9 points. Excuse me. Damn.
So sometimes when you see this shit's gone wrong, that is the best time to buy.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're saying there's a market correction coming. I think just a couple of days ago, I watched as the Dow dropped 274 points, and the day before that, it had dropped another 170 points and basically wiped out all of the progress it had made in 2012. But then this morning, as I'm watching the news before we come into the show, I see that the Dow has jumped 174 points up. So I think we're just seeing a bit of a correction, and I think we're seeing that with all of the stocks. So we're going to see some slope down and some will go up, and then we'll see a switch within a couple of days of that because of buying and selling.
It is crazy, though, when you start watching, like I've seen the Starbucks logo on TV so much in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So they must be using a lot of their money on product placement.
I think so, too.
I mean, that is probably the best way of getting your stuff out there right now. There are two stories about product placement this week that are interesting to me. One is, and I can't believe that you have never heard this song, dude. One is a huge Toby Keith hit. It is called Red Solo Cup, and it's about the dumbest song you're ever going to hear in your life, but it has won, or at least been nominated for multiple country music awards things this year.
Okay.
And I just think it's surprising that a company that is definitely, or a song that is definitely nothing more than a 3-minute commercial for a product, is eligible then go and win like awards.
Okay, what is a red solo cup?
Like literally?
Yes, literally, what is a red solo cup?
Okay, the red solo cup is when you go to like a high school party and you have to like buy at the door, like you would pay your $5,
right,
and they would give you that plastic
red cup for your beer.
The name of the company is Solo that makes it.
Okay, that makes more sense. Red Solo Cup, okay.
And this is about the dumbest song you're ever going to hear in your life.
Best receptacle for barbecues, tailgates, fairs, and festivals. And you, sir, do not have a pair of testicles if you prefer drinking from glass. A red solo cup is cheap and disposable. In 14 years, they are decomposable. And unlike my home, they are not foreclosable. Freddie Mac kissed my ass. Woo!
I look over there, Dan, Brant, and you are dancing.
Hey, dude, this is the type of song I would expect to hear on Squidbillies.
It is a very, very hillbilly squid song.
Yep. Now, I really love how you're easy to stack, but I really hate how you're easy to crack. Because when beer runs down in front of my back, well, that, my friends, is quite yucky. But I have to admit that the ladies get smitten, admiring how sharply my first name is written on you with a Sharpie when I get to hitting on them to help me get lucky.
Yeah, it's just a ridiculous song.
This is an awesome song. I will now have to search out the entire song and listen to it.
Red Solo Cup. Fella, cause you are the Abbott into my Costello, and you are the fruit to my loom.
At this point, I should point out, we do not own this song. This is not belong. This not does not belong to us. We hold no copyright on it.
Right.
Red Solo Cup, you're more than just plastic. You're more than amazing. You're more than fantastic. And believe me that I'm not the least bit sarcastic when I look at you and say...
This is the best part where he mixes, like, confession.
Red Solo Cup, you're not just a cup.
No. God, no.
You're my friend.
Friend. Lifelong.
Thank you for being my friend. Red Solo Cup.
Continues on past there with just random celebrities enjoying the Red Solo Cup. Like, you have Carrot Top doing some jokes with them, Roger Clemens catching a baseball with one. It's a hilarious song.
It seems like it. I'll have to check out the video on YouTube.
But it is just a huge commercial for, like, the Red Solo Cup brand.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
I mean, I wouldn't even use, like, a yellow or blue one now. Like, it has to be red.
If I've been taught anything by Toby Keith, it's got to be Red Solo Cup.
I've been taught anything by Kobe Teeth. I think Toby Keith, I think it's fuck foreigners. But hey, that's not what this song's about. So Toby Keith, congratulations on your two nominations for the
Country Music Awards.
I guess for best song and for, let's see what's the other
I really hope it wins best song.
Yeah, me too.
You know what? I hope they're going to do a live version of this at the CMAs. I will tune in to watch that if he does.
That'd be pretty awesome, man.
Yeah.
Okay, the other product placement. Now, this is a bit of a spoiler alert on this one. If you're a huge fan of Mad Men and you have not watched this week's episode, it would be a good idea to turn the volume down. I'll get this done in 2 minutes. Okay?
But it is Wednesday. It's 3 days past. You should have watched it by now if you haven't.
If you're a real fan, you would watch it by now.
So spoiler alert for those of you who are Fairweather fans.
Yeah,
go ahead.
That's right. So this week on this whole season on Mad Men, they've been trying to land the Jaguar account, trying to get it. And Jaguar was approached to be somebody who was paying to be on the show. But once the writer went through and he wrote his entire storyline, he realized that he couldn't really charge. I'm sorry, hold on. He couldn't really charge Jaguar for what he wanted to do here. So instead, Jaguar just said, look, we trust you. We're going to let you do what you want. We'll give you some of our cars from back then to be able to use on your show so you can get some, like, authentic look, like, especially when you want to do the dealership scenes and things like that.
You really want to have that 1960s feel with the vehicles, of course.
I mean, obviously, like, what automaker wouldn't appreciate Joan Holloway, like, striding towards her vehicle and just looking like, oh, honey, what's that? that's a win. But what is not a win is when one of the characters decides that he's going to commit suicide. And he takes the car into the garage and he like starts it up with like the hose going in so that he can
closes the garage door.
Yeah, so
he shoves the hose into the exhaust and then into the window, right?
Yeah, so that he can do the whole like kill yourself from, I guess it's kind of like asphyxiation.
Well, you're gonna suffocate. You're gonna die that way.
Auto,
not autoerotic.
Auto, not
automotive asphyxiation.
Auto, not all that erotic asphyxiation. So I just imagine what the executives from Jaguar are thinking when they sit down there on Sunday night and they're watching this episode and they see him doing all this, preparing for the suicide and getting in the car and sitting there and taking that last breath of like, okay, I'm going to kill myself right now. And he goes to start the car. And it, just like a real Jaguar.
It wouldn't start up. It
would not start.
Well, there are two ways where I thought when it was going to happen. It's like, how is he going to kill himself? Is he going to take the car and drive off a cliff? Because that's the other way you could have done it. But even then, that wouldn't have worked because, once again, you would have turned the key and the car would have gone and you would have been stuck.
Yeah. The reaction from the executives are awesome, though. Their quote on it is that we have never been so happy to see our car not start.
That's awesome.
I couldn't imagine how like stressed out I would be if that was my my company that was about to just look like shit. Like,
especially since it was one of the main characters who was trying to kill himself.
Yeah, I don't want to give away who it is, but I mean, I'm sure if you've watched the last couple episodes, you know who's been struggling with the company this whole time anyways. And even then, it's kind of unrelated to why he did it. There was another issue that happened. But this is just the means he chose to get rid of himself.
Right.
And I will give this away. He still kills himself. So just not with the Jaguar. But that's a crazy story.
Yeah, it is. Pretty funny.
The fact that they could have gotten money out of this company and gotten basically carte blanche to be able to do whatever they wanted with it. Mm-hmm. I'm glad that they had some integrity there and they decided, no, we can't really take money from these guys. But nothing,
we're about to make them look bad on TV, potentially.
But nothing is going to add to the authenticity of that show than to have a 1960s Jaguar not start. I mean, they've gotten better since, I guess, Ford owns them now. Is that correct?
I believe they have a portion of it, yes.
So they've gotten more reliable mm-hmm. in that time.
Oh, definitely.
But
they put out some of the most beautiful cars in the world right now. But the reliability issue was something all the way through the late 90s, as I recall. It's only in the last couple of years, last decade, really, that we've seen an improvement in their reliability. So congratulations, Jaguar.
Yeah, that you're better than you were in the 60s.
Yeah. and you guys didn't kill off the character. So he did it himself in another way.
Yeah, so congrats on that. Okay, so in this week's, we have three of these things that are, to me, moments of duh. Like, I can't believe that these are even halfway stories.
Okay.
You have an interview with Marc-Paul Gosselier, who was on Saved by the Bell.
Gosling, yes.
Gosling?
I think so.
Gosselaar.
I've been pronouncing it wrong for over a decade then.
Probably true.
Okay.
He did an interview with TV Guide this week. And
he's got his new series. His series is returning, right?
Franklin and Bash. And he said that he can't really understand like why people liked the show so much. And admittedly, he says it's not a great show. Fucking duh. I mean, it is not. It wasn't meant to be a great show.
No.
It was meant to be some mindless kid stuff that somehow actually caught on.
Right. Like, now you've got some pretty decent stars who were teamed up with him as well. I mean, Malcolm McDowell plays the head of the law firm that they have joined. I forget the name of the guy who's his cohort, but I watched the series last year. I thought there's some funny stuff in there. I wasn't expecting an intelligent...
No. This show, he's saying, is very smart. What he's saying is not smart and was not a good show was Saved by the Bell.
Oh.
Well, duh.
Oh, well, duh.
I mean, like...
I thought he was talking about his new show, because I was going to say the same thing. Well, duh. It's not a great show, but it's good and it's fun.
No one's going to trash the show they're currently on, but he will now go back and trash his show. Honestly, I'm never going to watch a second of Franklin and Bash, but I can totally remember when Tori Spelling was Screech's girlfriend, Violet.
Yep.
I mean, why I can remember that, and I have no...
Well, that was it was a Spelling-produced show, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I think that's why. But
I mean, I can remember all those things. Mm-hmm. I remember when... They got into the accident and they messed up his dad's car. I remember
when they went to Hawaii.
Yeah, I mean, those were awesome. So, you know, I understand. Not a great show. But you don't have to go back and thrash it.
Right.
I mean, and duh for even saying it because everybody knows that show is not good. Okay, great moment of duh for number two for this week. You have Gwyneth Paltrow, who was out at a Jay-Z and Kanye West concert. And while she was there, she tweeted, niggas for real, niggas in paradise for real is Amsterdamish, the dream, tie tie, begay. Does that make any sense to you there?
No.
No, me either. But apparently, the word niggas in her Twitter feed has caused a huge commotion. The show was in Paris.
Okay.
And people got very offended very quickly. Like, why is Gwyneth Paltrow putting the word niggas in her, in any tweet? Why is she sending that out? It turns out that that was the name of the song that Kanye and Jay-Z were performing together, and she couldn't believe how good it was. Apparently, the rest of this is some street lingo that she heard somebody else around there saying about tie-tie, begay, for real, all those things.
Right.
But
actually, those were the other performers, I think. I think those are their names.
that would not based surprise on, me.
Those sound like they could be hip-hop names, so... So everyone got upset, but she was, all she was doing was actually telling people the name of the song that she was listening to live and how amazing it was.
She was instantly just buried in anti Gwyneth Paltrow tweets kind of coming to her one after another after another. And she did defend herself saying, I'm sorry, but that is the title of the song that they're playing here. It has nothing to do with me and what I'm saying, but you still said it. I mean, you could have written all sorts of other things.
Mm-hmm.
And you could have talked about another song you liked there that night. You could have just gone N underscore, 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 in Paris is for real. And that would have been just fun.
Yeah.
But instead, you got a little bit caught up. Maybe you're a little bit too relaxed with your black friends. I don't know.
I was actually waiting for you to tell me that one of the rappers themselves actually took her cell phone and tweeted that out themselves. As kind of a, hey, sweet, this is Gwyneth Paltrow. I get to mess with her phone for a second. I'm going to do that.
No, she actually did it herself.
Yeah, she did it herself. But it wasn't meant offensively, folks, so let's drop it. But to Gwyneth Paltrow, putting that word in a tweet, that's just a big old fat duh.
Maybe, Gwyneth, you are confused about the etiquette of using the N-word. There's one simple basic rule. If you are not African-American, there is no instance for using that word that is not going to be taken offensively.
Right.
It doesn't matter. You could be friends with the most prominent African-American people on the face of the planet. Your best friend could be Oprah, or you could be married to President Obama, or Jay-Z and Beyonce could be sitting with you right then.
They're your child's godparents.
But that does not mean that you get to use nigga.
No.
Doesn't happen.
I don't think you can actually even get like a piece of paper that allows you to do so from that community saying, no, this one person has the right to do so. Because I think there's just too many people who would say, no, you can't. I don't care how many friends you got. So
I'd like to see if that paper existed, though.
Yes, I would too.
I'd be totally interested in checking out exactly what is happening.
A certificate that allows you to say the N-word as a white man.
That'd be hilarious.
Or a white woman.
Okay, our last couple of entertainment stories for the day.
Is this the last duh?
The last duh was I blinked.
That's
it
okay. Sorry,
my bad. I'll probably find it in another list.
No worries.
I apologize.
But we had a couple other entertainment stories. That's cool.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so they are doing remakes of a couple of television shows and movies.
Okay.
One of them is on a what's it called? Silence of the Lambs is now going to have a weekly television
show. Yeah, I heard about that. That Silence of the Lambs is going to be a series now.
And the person that they've cast in the lead seems like he's just a doppelganger for Anthony Hopkins.
That was okay, so you're saying it has to play the Hannibal Lecter part.
Yeah, they've got this guy named Mads Mikkelsen. He was the villain in Casino Royale and Clash of the Titans.
Okay, yeah.
And when you see the two of them next to each other, he is just a splitting image of him.
Awesome.
You just, they look exactly alike. So great casting choice there. The other one that they announced yesterday is a little bit weirder to me. We have a new person joining Mockingbird Lane, which is the new adaptation of
The Munsters.
The Munsters. Most recently, he's been seen getting his dick bitten off in Piranha. And he was the fat kid in
Stand By Me.
It is Jerry O'Connell.
And he's going to be joining as who?
Herman Munster. You just see him. Yeah. He seems like he's just dumb enough to really be like a Herman Munster. But I don't think that he has the acting chops to even be able to pull it off.
I want to know who they're going to have as Grandpa.
Yeah.
Isn't Grandpa Munster still alive?
The
original? No, he passed
away? A couple years ago.
Okay, because I remember years ago when we were first doing the show, we talked about Grandpa Munster running for some kind of political office. So
he would do that, and he would also do a lot of, he did a lot of porn.
Really?
Yeah, like it's like an old lecherous man who's just watching. Like he never actually.
He's a voyeur.
Yeah, he never participated, but he did like to watch a lot of it, which is creepy.
Yeah.
It's creepy. A couple of people have been cast. There is a girl who is on True Blood, and her name is Mariana Clavino. She's been cast to play Lily Munster.
The non-monster. No, that would be, that's Mrs. Munster.
Yeah, the non-monster was, what the hell is her name?
I don't remember.
Yeah, I guess I don't either, but I probably will watch this.
I'll give it a chance. Got to give everything at least one viewing, especially if it's going to be a half-hour sitcom. Come on, it'll be funny.
Holy shit, they do have a Grandpa Munster, and I can't believe who it is.
Who is it?
Eddie Izzard.
Okay.
Yeah.
The cast keeps getting better. What station is this going to be on?
NBC.
Okay. And is it going to be a half-hour comedy, or is it going to be kind of like an hour-long
dramedy?
Dramedy. They're going to throw some drama in there, but there's going to be a lot of comedy in it with it as well, I bet.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's pretty interesting.
We'll see if it gets more than 5 episodes before they decide to cancel it.
I hope so.
Fingers crossed. I always enjoyed The Munsters. I'm sorry. It was a fun TV show growing up as a kid.
Yeah, I dug it. There's no way that I didn't like that show. Okay, hey, we got to go to our next break because I know we're going to be losing you here fairly shortly, right?
Yep, in about 2 minutes. I got to get myself out of here to get off to my special assignment for today. And I'll be back tomorrow morning at the same bat time and same bat channel.
Yeah, that's right. Rocking it out.
Indeed.
With Grand Theft Auto.
So, everybody, thanks for tuning in and listening, and thanks for putting up with, once again, the few minor technical difficulties that we had. It seems like we've gotten them figured out for the most part, and we look forward to entertaining you again a little bit tomorrow morning. So, I'm Brant Thoman signing off for today, and you folks have a great rest of your day, and enjoy the last segment with my best friend, Jake.
All right. Thanks for being in, man. I'm about to start off our next track. One of our performers out here on our show on the 16th is a hilarious girl named Brenda Lamberti, and we are super stoked to be able to have her with us, and we are going to play one of her clips as soon as I can get it to load up, because that is the big challenge around here sometimes. But enjoy this. This is Brenda Lamberti at the Comedy Union Club in San Diego, and I'll be back when it's done.
5 All right, I'm going to bring up your next comic. Give it up for Brenda Lamberti. So I'm pretty hip. And when I tell people my
I'm Puerto Rican. So you're from New York? No? I'm from Puerto Rico. Oh man, all the Puerto Rican girls I know, they own guns, they psychotic, and they're kinky. You know, that's not true. I've never owned a gun. But I'll cut you. Kids in Puerto Rico to drink coffee at a young age. Like my mom used to put coffee in my baby bottle. I know, kind of weird. But it sort of explains my addiction to coffee now, because every morning I get up and I have to have a cup of coffee with sugar and a little bit of breast milk in it. Yeah. And I went to a really small school in Puerto Rico. There was about 18 students. Actually, 26 if you count the babies. So dating was really hard, because you know, I didn't want to be a stepmom at the age of 15. Made it a little hard for me. And dating is still a little hard for me in a way, actually. I, as well, became single last year for the first time. Thank you, thank you. After I've been in a relationship for 10 years, and you know, I have to say that I felt like a kid in a candy store, ready to sample all the flavors. Bad. Chocolate, bad. Caramel, woo. Jewish. But you know how awkward it is when you're starting to go with somebody and you sleep with them for the first time and you have a 5-minute long queef? Told me that it wasn't going to work, but I guess it didn't. And people always ask me what I did with the ring. And I tell them, you know, well, we broke up and I gave it to him. And we got together again, he gave it back to me. We broke up, I gave it back to him. So it's like that yeast infection that we share. That was the nicest thing I gave him. But it seems like in the past, I've only gone out with potheads. You know what? That's not true. There was this guy. He was different. He was a cokehead. But you know what, ladies? Let me tell you. Dating potheads has its benefits, okay? Because first, you always know where they're going to be at on your couch. Right? If you're the kind of girl who gets the munchies in the middle of the night and you don't want to be awake, don't feel bad. They're going to be right there with you and support you. Right? That you get into a fight with them and you call them an asshole and you feel guilty, don't worry. They're going to forget about it the next day the same way they forgot about your birthday. Okay? But you know what I have to say? For the guys who wanted to get my number, don't. Because I am very happy now. I'm in a healthy relationship with an almost divorced man who lives 5,000 miles away and has a 7-month-old baby. I'm like, really? But you look really good from Santa Monica. That's what you have to say. Right, I'm gonna leave you with this thought. I rented this movie the other day called Vantage Point. Have you guys seen it? It's kind of sad because it deals with a terrorist attack and there's people getting hurt and dying. And, you know, and all I kept thinking throughout that movie is, if a Secret Service agent ever has to hijack my car for a chase, would my insurance cover me? I mean, because I have State Farm. Should I switch to Geico? Because 15 minutes can save you 15% or more car insurance. Thank you. on Brenda.
And perfect timing as always. If I can't tell you exactly how long a track is going to be, I'm a fucking master at it. This is Jake Belcher back on Grand Theft Audio Radio. And we are going to be bringing in... okay, so you guys know that our guest canceled on us. And I'm going outside with Brant and he had to head off to work. And I'm like, dude, what am I going to do for the next half hour while the show is still going on? Actually, I guess we're down to 15 minutes. But what the hell am I going to do? I have no idea what I'm going to talk about today. I didn't plan a shit. And sometimes you just put yourself out there in the right situations. You never know exactly what's going to happen. I ran into two dudes on the street. Grab any one of these spots you want, man. And what's the name of the track that we're going to be playing here?
It's called Break Up Now.
Word up.
All 24 years. It'd be quick.
Hold on a second, party people. Oh, right. All right, cool. So this is a new track coming in, and I got the guys on the other side. We're going to talk about it. But enjoy this, and we'll be back on the other side, and we'll be able to introduce you to the artists and have a great time. So stick around.
Break up with pretty girl, I'm an alien coming into your world, just call me future. I don't shoot the game of the past, I don't pimp like 50 Cent and throw you off talking fast. No, treat you like a prostitute, like Slick and Snoop. No, put your business out like Shook, give him the boot. I never beg like LL, that shit is for the birds. Oh, lie about Gucci like D12, you're banging nerds. Ain't you sick of Rick Ross? Check for you, let me replace him. Put a bag over Weezy head, I know it's hard to face him. The game built game lust, check him till he shook. Roll with me, go tell your soldier boy, go and read a book, mommy. You're not insane, you don't love T-Pain, you got a choice. I'm a real nigga using my real voice. I take you way back, make them like you're single. Before DMX, smoke the prenup checks. You a beautiful girl, you should be treated as such. Break up with Sir Mix-a-Lot, you only like your butt. I be there like Mike, but no fears for Menage's. Kanye's over you, he hates your hood ways. Once you're black, you never go back, right? So then, why is you playing yourself, screwing with Eminem? For the love of Ray J, what up, though? You wanna be an actor on a show? I know you bigger than that, let's get it cracking. On the pipe with P. Diddy, he ain't rapping or acting. Give me your shot, hottie, let me be your man. I'm not into running trains like the Wu-Tang. You about to break up with pretty girl, I'm an alien coming into your world, just call me future. I don't shoot the game of the past, I don't flip like 50 Cent and throw you off talking fast. On the outskirts, girl, come and get with me, and I won't break your bed like Big Pun or Biggie. I'm real serious and Red Man joking. You hang with Gucci Mane, I found out he's smoking. You can have my home phone, and if you call me on the telly, I'ma do the Barry White, not the Gucci off the Webby. You still wanna kiss JC's big lips? Order's born and he been sucking on B's big hips. I want you to want me, baby, but you can trust a nigga won't try to get a shit out you like Buster. Miss Jada Kiss, I could be your next guy because I know what's up and he keeps asking why. I'm out to be the hot man of your dreams whenever you get forgotten by the Cottonmouth King. So what you wanna do? Girls need love too, and you wanna see your guys stand away in front of the eye. Do I qualify, Rihanna? Can I get down? If I don't beat your ass like your ex-clown Chris Brown, I wanna do things. I like to go places. I'm rocking tattoos, I stay stiff as statues. I'm coming after you, all barrels blazing. In this economy, I'm replacing lazy men. Let's work it out, I'm not a jerk like a new boy. I'm watching ass soon as Diddy split with Janet Jackson. About to break up with pretty girl, I'm an alien coming into your world, just call me future. I don't shoot the game of the past, I don't flip like 50 Cent and throw you off talking fast. Irreconcilable differences, I know how it is, baby. Just put that fool out, let him go, don't sweat him. Your menstrual cycle is a personal time. Not at all with Nate Dogg just singing his rhyme. Ludacris got holes in different area codes. He might have caught something, honey, please don't take off your clothes. Put me in your life to get rid of the stress, and I won't spit on your breast like Doug. You ain't gotta jump on the pot into the frying pan. I don't dress like Will.i.am. You should give me the directions to get to your block. Well, my erection should stop dreaming about Tupac's car. Breaking up is hard to do, but I gotcha. I rock ya. I'm honest, but Dre lying about being a doctor. I'm showing love, not to disrespect you like that, but pick you up in a limo once in your home in a cab. I'll be there to grant your wish and give you someone to chill with. Not a man who's never at home like Will Smith. I'm the one you should get with. You don't need shit. Freaky with Michael Vick and get you bit by a bitch to help you over with my Mac massage. My magic fingers, but no bad attitude like Nas. I make bank on a higher rank. We can get her done. I knew you want an ugly son by KRS-One. Take your time, get in my bed and your pajamas. I'll give you some money. You get none of MC Hammer's chores playing, never washes his ass. Elvis never took a bath. And what if MVP don't turn out to be a fool? You about to break up with pretty girl, I'm an alien. An alien coming into from the boot. Never beg like LL. That shit is for the birds. Lie about pussy like D12. You banging nerds. Ain't you sick of Rick Ross chafing you? Let me replace him. Put a bag over Weezy head. I know it's hard to face him. The game built game, love. Let's shake you till he's shook. Roll with me. Go tell your soldier boy. Go and read a book, mommy. You not insane. You don't love T-Pain. You got a choice. I'm a real nigga using my real voice.
Fuck, man. That was badass. Okay, I can't believe that we just got to play that on here. That was Break Up Now by Frog Dog. And he's joining us live here in studio along with his, I guess, a cousin. Why don't you guys say hi to the audience?
Ribbit. Woof.
Dig it,
what
man.
What up, though?
Dude, that was a badass track. How long have you been doing this for?
Man, I started rapping in 1982. So the Detroit 8 Mile West Side.
So then I'm going to have some weird questions because I'm on the outside of this.
Word.
In the movie 8 Mile, I'm sure you've seen it, right?
No doubt.
Does that take you back to like actually that time and what was actually happening there?
Really, though. You know what I mean? It was a good representation of our city. You know, it really bigged us up. We was like the lost tribe of hip-hop, you know what I mean? So it kind of really gave us that exposure, you know, to our style of destroying MCs.
I mean, because that is what that track is doing. Is there anybody in rap you feel like you can't touch or go after? Because, I mean, you name-checked almost everybody in there.
They can all get it, yo.
But, yo, low-key, though, it was really done out of wit and a sarcastic shout-out to hip-hop. Nothing disrespectful. It was just showing our talent and our creativity.
Oh, it's all fun. There's no doubt. Yeah, I mean, there were some great lines in there. Like, I think this is a banging track. Like, when was this first made?
What I did was I was in the studio one day someone threw on a track and tried to surprise me. Like, yo, Frog, what can you bust to this? So I busted, but I didn't like the track.
Mm-hmm.
So I sent the acapella to my cousin.
Skid Row, baby, for sure. That's where it was Perk's created.
Gone. And then he...
And you did the music for this?
Yeah, I'd never heard the original track, man. I just heard my cousin's voice, and I had some beats that I made, and I kind of sped it up. And next thing you know, it was just magical. I did it in about, like, 30 minutes. Like, how you like this, cuz? Oh!
The combination of the two together, this is a really hot song. I dig the hell out of it. Now, you're out here from Detroit. I understand you haven't been here too long, right?
No, I just got here. Like, I'm within... 48 hours or something like that.
Yeah.
You know? But,
This is second day anniversary in LA.
You know what I mean?
We on Skid Row to represent.
All right, dig it. Like
that's
a Skid Row studio.
That's our resident.
Shout out man. To Skid Row.
Yeah, sir.
Building. Also got a shout out, you know, to P-Funk. I'm on several, you know, P-Funk records. Shout out to the whole P-Funk, Parliament Funkadelic, D12. You know what I mean?
Rest in peace, Big Proof, baby.
Now, you did something with the Slim Shady LP, like the original?
No doubt. I'm on, I'm the guy on I Just Don't Give a Fuck. I'm the guy who says, whoa, get your hands in the air.
Badass, man.
Hi, Marshall.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I can't believe that I was just standing outside. You guys walked by. I'm like, it's just sometimes it's meant to be. Let people know that you're out here in LA. You're available. I imagine looking for gigs and that type of stuff out here. I imagine, right?
That's what it is.
Oh, yeah.
Yep,
we're networking.
Uh-huh. Well, you did a good job of stopping off to me there today because I'm glad that we were able to get you guys in here and get a chance to be able to spread some of this music out here. Where can people learn more about you guys?
Well, what they can do is they can go to www.blackplanetmusic.net. And while you're visiting www.blackplanetmusic.net, yo, go on and grab the Frog Dog t-shirt because they just recently, you know, went on sale on there.
Cool, man. That's badass. How's that feel to have like your own t-shirt?
Man, God is good. You know, I just want to give, you know, all thanks and praises to the higher power. You know, some call him God. Some call him peanut butter and jelly. You know, whatever you call him.
Spaghetti monster, doesn't matter. Like, whatever you call him, yeah.
Him good.
Give thanks and praises to,
that's right.
To the Most High.
You know? And also, you can check us out at YouTube. And the song is called Break Up Now. And to make it easier, just hit the channel of All 24 Ears. That's ALL, the number 24 Ears. And you go straight to it, and you see a little guy with a bat, with like a bat and a hat to the bat cartoon character.
With some big old ears.
With some big old ears. You know what I'm saying? All the ears for your peers.
Ribbit.
And, you know, just hit us up. Y'all, we need y'all support, man. And we know we love hip-hop. And, you know, we two young artists on the rise, man. And we got a lot to give back to our community, especially where we came from. That's humility. We'll never forget where we come from.
Detroit,
we come from
city
rich families with love. We're so rich with love in our families. So to come out here, man, you can be like homeless and still survive because ain't no snow.
Yeah, that's a big part of it. Like, I imagine being homeless in Detroit is not a fun spot to not have your things.
Tighten it up.
Yeah, but you know, houses are cheap now. You can get a house for $5 in Detroit right now.
Yeah, I've heard some crazy stories like that. Just they're desperate for anybody to move in there and take things over. But that's pretty awesome, man. And this is a great track. Do you guys mind if we play it a couple more times for our listeners over the next couple weeks and try to like let people learn more about you guys?
Yeah, and we're coming out with some new hot stuff for y'all too. So, you know, keep your ears open.
You have my, you know, my blessing.
Man, thank you, sir.
Go for it. Play it 1,000 times if you want, Jake. Word up.
All right, man. Well, I think I'll let people have another taste of it as we get out of here. And once again, go out and check out Black Music Planet.
No. BlackPlanetMusic.net.
BlackPlanetMusic.net.
Yeah.
And we'll throw a link up on our show page for you guys to be able to find them easier. And go out and get the t-shirt. Go out and support the track. And, you know, if things go right, you guys should be hearing a lot more from these dudes.
And y'all give us y'all number before we blow up, because we remember that.
We shall do this. So enjoy this again, guys, and we will catch you tomorrow. As tomorrow we have Pam Anderson from 9 to 10, and then in our 10 o'clock hour, we have Doris Roberts back from Everybody Loves Raymond.
Yo, Jake, you said Pam Anderson will be here tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay. So all my radio listeners, I'll be right. If you want to meet me, I'll be right here waiting on Pam.
Amen, baby.
Dig it, guys. We'll catch you tomorrow. This is Jake Belcher for Grand Theft Audio Radio. Thanks for listening, and catch you guys tomorrow.
God bless. Thanks, man.
Thanks, guys.
Ribbit. Woof.
Break up with pretty girl, I'm an alien coming into your world, just call me future. I don't speak the game of the past, I don't pimp like 50 Cent and throw you off talking fast. No, treat you like a prostitute, like Slick and Snoop. No, put your business out like Shook, give him the boot. I never beg like LL, that shit is for the birds. Oh, I have my Gucci like D12, you're banging urge. Ain't you sick of Rick Ross, shape for you, let me replace him. Put a bag over Weezy head, I know it's hard to face him. The game, built game, love, shake him till he shook. Roll with me, go tell your soldier boy, go and read a book, mommy, you're not insane.